Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's just start from the beginning as far as this whole Don Cherry situation is concerned. Talk about the context for which Cherry made the controversial remarks on Saturday.
Well, Don Cherry, of course, is a well-known commentator. He's beloved in Canada. He's hated by a few people, but for the most part, he's beloved. Now, he was talking about Remembrance Day, which is the ceremony we celebrate for veterans on November 11th up here in Canada. Now, it's a tradition to wear a poppy on your left coat lapel over your heart for Remembrance Day as a way to show your support for veterans. These are sold, the poppies are sold by the Royal Canadian Legion as a fundraiser. Now, Cherry was complaining about how he's seen fewer and fewer people wearing the poppies of late, and he particularly singled out what in his comments clearly seemed to be immigrants and newcomers. He made comments about you people who come to our land for the milk and honey, making a bit of a biblical reference there as well. And the animosity, the disregard in his tone of voice was almost as offensive as the words that he spoke. And the public backlash on social media was immediate. And far and wide, he was being condemned. Cherry was being condemned for these comments. He's been prone to making controversial comments before, but this was something that was up on a whole new level for Don Cherry. And Sportsnet responded in kind to the public outcry, and they let him go.
That has to be a pretty courageous, I guess, decision by Sportsnet. As you mentioned, Don Cherry, really a broadcasting legend in Canada. I mean, even most Americans, at least hockey fans, know who Don Cherry is. Talk about that decision. Have you heard anything from Sportsnet representatives about that decision and their reasoning behind letting him go, or at least going separate ways?
Well, Sportsnet, I'll let the Sportsnet speak for themselves. The public statement talks about how it was time for everyone to go their separate ways, and that Cherry was terminated immediately, or Cherry had at least stepped down immediately. I think it's best to let Sportsnet to make their own comments about that. But you're absolutely right. Don Cherry is just an icon up here in Canada, more so, I believe, than he is in the United States. Not just for the flamboyant clothes that he wears, but just for his direct tell-it-like-it-is approach to hockey commentary and, of course, his decades of experience in the game as a player, as a coach, as a commentator. The few people who disliked Cherry before these comments came out, that's a small minority of Canadians. For those Canadians who love hockey, they also love Don Cherry.
Now, it's my understanding that there were several protests organized in support of Cherry. Were you able to attend any of those?
I'm only aware of the one protest, and I did attend that. That was just yesterday, and it was at the headquarters for Sportsnet. Now, this is in downtown Toronto, and there was a lot of confusion surrounding this protest. It turned out to be a very small event, but it did get a little controversial. There were different reports on Facebook about where this protest was supposed to be. The original call was to hold the protest outside the head office for Sportsnet and Rogers Communications, which also owns the radio station I work for. And then there was a second call on Facebook to have the protest at a different spot in downtown Toronto, down at the down at some television studios, also associated with Rogers Communications, but not directly connected in any way with Sportsnet. So then there had to be, that was canceled. Then everybody had to go back to the Sportsnet headquarters at the original location. So the turnout for this wound up being very, very small. and not a particularly passionate turnout originally. Now, I was down there waiting for this protest to begin out on the street in front of Sportsnet, and the stragglers who were coming in at the start of the event were just regular folk, anyone you could meet anywhere, just people who like hockey, who like Don Cherry. A few of them even told me that, no, Don Cherry should never have said what he said, but they still like Don Cherry and they wish he hadn't been fired, so they just wanted to come out and show their support. But those were just the initial people who came. The protest took a real turn when some people from the alt-right Yellow Vest movement arrived. They brought their own signs and started handing them out to everybody. They started making their own rather angry and controversial comments to the TV cameras and the radio microphones that were all around there. There was also a bit of a fight because a few people in the crowd started yelling out to one man who was there in a black coat, that accusing him of being an undercover police officer. Now, this fellow in the black coat had been going around with a GoPro camera. He'd been live streaming. It seemed that he was live streaming the whole rally. Suddenly, people just started accusing him of being a police officer in plain clothes, saying that he was wearing cop boots. His shoes or his footwear were somehow a giveaway that he was a police officer of some kind. And this other one protester grabbed this man in the black coat by his coat lapel and started shoving and pushing him around, yelling and screaming. The uniformed officers who had been patiently waiting on the sidelines, they came in, they broke up the fight. Nobody was hurt, no one arrested. But for a while, it got quite tense there.
And for those, you mentioned that there were people who support Cherry, even though they admit that his remarks were controversial. What have you heard from people defending? Have you heard much in terms of people actually defending the statements that he made?
I've not heard people defending the actual statements. People try to explain the statements away, saying that when he when Cherry was referring to you people, he really meant every Canadian. But for me, that doesn't hold any water. Cherry specifically talked about people coming here for the milk and honey. And there's no part of me that actually believes Don Cherry was talking about every Canadian not wearing a poppy. There's no doubt in my mind he meant newcomers and immigrants. So people are trying to explain it away. They're trying to rationalize Don Cherry's comments. I've not heard anybody come out and say that, what he said was right.
Where does Sportsnet and Hockey Night in Canada go from here? Have you heard any names for replacing Cherry at this point? Or how is that going to play out?
No, nothing definite. And again, that's something you would have to ask Sportsnet about directly. Some great names from the Toronto Maple Leafs days have been bandied about. I think whoever comes in and tries to take over as a commentator for Cherry will have an almost impossible job trying to fill those shoes, because Cherry was so dynamic, so well-versed, so intelligent about the game itself, and so beloved by the general public, that whoever tries to come in and be the next Don Cherry is just going to fail miserably. I don't see how anybody is actually going to be able to be the next Don Cherry, but to the best of my knowledge, the search is on to try to find a replacement.
Talk about the general attitude of Canadians as soon as Sportsnet's announcement was made that they were going in separate directions from Cherry.
Well, I can tell you it took off as a trending topic on social media, not just when Cherry made the comment, but when he was let go from Sportsnet. That just lit up social media. So I think that indicates just how much attention the average Canadian is paying for this whole Don Cherry situation. And of course, when he was let go from Sportsnet, it was still, very much a hot story on social media. But I think even if it had been a week or 2 weeks later and everyone had cooled down, I think you would have seen the same reaction on social media and just in streets and in conversation with your friends and your neighbors and your family. Just to have a figure like Don Cherry let go from the job that he basically defined, being a hockey commentator, Don Cherry is pretty much the gold standard. So to have him let go from that position at any time for any reason, it's just been a shock to Canadian culture as a whole.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.